Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers Shorts. Very sad story from FaithWire. When you hear FaithWire, just think CBN. She Knew Jesus. Lakin Riley's grieving mom breaks silence, delivers powerful message, calling people to Christ. I'm not going to read much of this story. This has been all over the news. And this is something that happened not too far from my neck of the woods. This was in Georgia. I'm a couple of states over, but still a part of the Bible Belt, holding up the Bible pants, I guess. And Lakin Riley, she was going to Augusta University. She was a nursing student. She was out for a jog and attacked by a ne'er-do-well, bludgeoned to death. I will say, and I don't want to critique the stories too much. I mean, I'm too far into it as far as inside of understanding how things are written and headlines and biases and things like that. But about the attack and the attacker, the only thing this Christian publication had to say was that it was an illegal alien. That's all. That's it. I had to look elsewhere in other media to find out the details of the story. But if the only thing you read is FaithWire, illegal alien. Yeah, all right. Methinks their priorities are maybe in the wrong place. But never mind that, because that's not the bulk of what I want to talk about. This is a sad occasion, and it doesn't matter whether it's a Christian or an atheist, or, you know, it's just a human tragedy, one where the spotlight happens to be on because Christian and illegal alien. Well, these types of things happen all the time, every day, and it's just interesting what factors cause them to bubble up to the surface. There's more that I could say about that, but even that isn't the focus of what I want to talk about. In this particular case, you get the kinds of details that you get whenever this happens to a Christian family. You get people gathering around this person, you know, the grieving parents, whoever suffered the loss here. You get their community gathering around them and telling them things like, your child is in a better place. God has a purpose. And you say that until they begin to say that to themselves, because that's the only way they can really understand it. They don't worship a God of chaos. They worship a God of peace and love, a God who is in control. And so this can't be an occasion that happened outside of God's control. Therefore, it had to happen inside of his control. And in fact, one of the lines in the article was, I think it was the mother saying that she knew that God was with her child up to the last second of her life. Okay, how you know that? It doesn't matter. These are things, these are the stories that we tell ourselves. At least we Christians, I'm not a Christian, we tell ourselves these types of stories. Atheists, we don't tell ourselves those kinds of stories. We don't have good grief stories to tell. It just sucks. Life sucks. People are shitting. That's just what it is on this side, on the Christian side. You can fill yourself up with all kinds of fantasies of how that person has moved on to a better place and is in the warm embrace of the God that let her die so violently in the first place. Great. Okay. The question I really want to ask is how this mother knows that her child is with Jesus. And this is a terrible thing to ask, so go ahead and send your hate mail now. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. You can log in your Discuss account and discuss away. You can put your hate mail there, or you can send it to my email address, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Still, it's theologically necessary to ask the question, how does this mother know that her child is in heaven? How does her church community know that the child is in heaven? You see, throughout the story, there is a recitation of Laken's good deeds. And what were her good deeds? Ones that were particularly called out was how she would often invite people to church. She loved inviting people to church, and she would sit with them when they came. Okay, you were a good part of your sales force at your church. That is not exactly what I consider a good deed. Even when I was a Christian, not the kind of thing that I would have said, gets you to heaven. It's just the kind of thing you should do because you're excited about it. And to be fair, she may have been genuinely excited about it, and that's what she did. But this is the type of thing her mother cites in talking about why she knows her daughter is in heaven. At best, we can say this is a religious work. What religion is it that promotes such works? Since when do works get you into heaven? So you could cite all of the religious works, even some more impressive than inviting people to church. All right, let's just grant that she did many religious works. At what point do you stop believing what you've been teaching all of these years and switch to, oh, those good works got her into heaven. I know she's in heaven because of these works and those works and those works. You see the problem, right? And then you're also going to get a nice healthy dose of people talking about her relationship with Jesus. Oh, she loved Jesus. Her faith was strong. Her faith was so important to her. Her faith was everything to her. When did you become that good at reading people's faith so well that you can just look over God's shoulders and see what names are in the book of life? When did you become that prescient? How does that work? How do you know that her faith was the kind of faith that was a saving faith? You see, I had faith too, and I conducted many religious works. I'm just curious, because a lot of you know my story, or at least some part of my story. Nobody knows all of my story. Heck, I'm sure that I've forgotten much of my story, so even I don't know all of my story. But you all know bits and pieces of it by now if you've been listening for a while. I go autobiographical from time to time. And some of you, when you talk back to me on the board, suggest that I was never saved, that I never had a saving faith, that as I describe the kind of faith I had, that it was not actually a saving faith. I'm just wondering though, because you only know that, you only think that in retrospect, because I have left the faith and because I have said some things that make you think that my faith was not the right kind of faith. But what if I had died as a Christian? If I had died as a Christian and I had just been some news story, someone who had been murdered horribly, a Christian who did many wonderful works and whose faith was everything to them from a childhood through their adulthood, their faith was everything. And my resume was a mile long, and I died. Would you also say Oh, yeah, he's in heaven. I know he's in heaven. If you would have said that, based on what you know now, you would have been wrong. Because we simply aren't that good at judging someone else's faith, their heart, their relationship with God. God judges the heart. Man judges outward things. We only have access to the outward things. And so it leaves me baffled how you can say with such assurance, oh, Lakin is in heaven with Jesus. Now, let's hope she is, if there is such a thing. And that's where she wanted to be. Let's hope that's where she is. Hope so. But even as a Christian, I wouldn't have been able to say so. And yet, when a person dies and a family is racked with grief, these are the things they say to themselves. These are the things that are said to them as if they were meaningful at all. We are told that the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? As if to say, even a person can't know their own wicked heart. But God can. You think you know your daughter's heart. You were emotionally blinded. You have no idea what her actual relationship with God was. Lincoln's mother, I'm sorry. I hope she's not listening to this. I hope she never hears this. Heck, Lakin may not have known. She may have thought she knew. It doesn't mean she knew. And then the people in the broader church community, they certainly don't know. And yet we say with such assurance, oh, she was such a good person. Her works were so good. And her heart was for Jesus. We know she's in heaven. No, you don't. But if you do, or if you think you do, or if you have this kind of mindset that this is the kind of thing you should say to grieving people, or the kind of ways that you should think about it when you're grieving, if you have had this kind of mindset but don't know, you know what to do. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email. It doesn't have to be hate mail. skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. And until the next time, I'm out.